We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Our own Grant McCauley joining us on the WadeFord.com hotline. And Grant covers all things Braves for us here and also host of From the Diamond. Grant, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. So surely that had to be a lot of fun to watch with the broadcast last night, having the Braves legends and some Hall of Famers in the booth on that call for the Braves comeback against the Mets.
Pretty unbelievable when you think about it, because, you know, you saw when they decided to put that group together and thought, well, that should be an awful lot of fun. It's going to be a very different broadcast than the norm that you have, because I'm not going to be any play-by-play guy. They're going to have to fill that 2.5 or 3 hours with stories, and you knew they were going to come with those. But what kind of game were we going to get? We thought maybe pitcher's duel. I mean, you had Tom Glavine there. You had John Smoltz there. You know, you had all the things I think you needed for the pitcher's duel between Spencer Strider and Justin Verlander, and then it took a sharp left turn. But by the time it was all said and done, we got one of the wildest, most exciting games of the entire year, and I thought a pretty great walk-off call by Mr. Chipper Jones himself, who has known a thing or two in his career about beating the Mets. So a pretty unbelievable night all told, and a pretty unbelievable series for the Braves, and three consecutive comeback victories against the Mets, four if you want to go back to Sunday with the Rosario Grand Slam, which feels like it was a month ago now. It's just been an incredible little run for the Braves to get themselves right after, what, about a week and a half ago we were talking about how could this club possibly lose a series to the Oakland Athletics? They have flipped the script very quickly.
Yeah, I want to get to, obviously, the series with the Mets in just a second. But I really want to touch on this booth again a little bit last night. I thought, sure, and I'd like to get your input on this. I started off the show today by saying I don't remember a game in early June that had everything that you could possibly need. I'm talking about division rivalries, comeback wins, home runs. You add it in the booth. I cannot remember a game in early June that had the amount of drama and energy that this game had last night.
It really had a little bit of everything. And, you know, you don't want to see, you know, your starter go out and have maybe the worst outing of his career. I don't know if there's a maybe about that, actually. But outside of that, I feel like if you're a Braves fan, you probably enjoyed not only the series, but, of course, the culmination of the series quite a bit. The Braves broke out the bats. They hit five home runs in the game, including the walk-off by Ozzie Albies, which, by the way, the hardest ball that he's hit since 2021 and the third hardest of his career. So I think he felt like he got it. And you saw from – there's a photo floating around that the Braves posted last night of Ozzie leaving the box, the bats up in the air beside him. It kind of reminds me of the Jose Bautista home run from 2015 – for the Blue Jays in the playoffs against the Rangers. Just unbelievable stuff all around. And that booth was just kind of the cherry on top, because you could tell how much fun they were having. Bally Sports did a great job of producing that. They had all of those throwbacks. They got all the videos. They had Greg Maddux call in. I mean, it was pretty much everything you could possibly ask for to enjoy, as long as you got the kind of outcome that you got, and the Braves delivered that on the field as well.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Grant, what a wild series overall. But one of the best things that's come out of this series for me is Michael Harris. Has Michael Harris kind of turned that corner now? And I know And, you know, you're just – it's kind of a weird question. But Ozuna kind of gave him the pep talk, and all of a sudden we have seen the 2022 Michael Harris again from the plate.
Yeah, and I feel like he was heading in that direction in terms of the quality of contact that he'd been making really since the last homestand. And Chipper Jones, to go back to the broadcast, talked about it as well, the approach and what made him so good last year. We saw line drives up the middle. We've seen line drives to left. We've seen some, you know, really just well-struck balls. I mean, he's taken his walks. It just a lot of different things have kind of come together for him. But I did think it was really interesting. You know, and you never know sometimes where it comes from. We don't always get those stories about, hey, you know, so-and-so came over and said this, that, or the other, and it kind of got me to rethink things or to relax and settle in and just do what I'm capable of doing. And in this case, it just happened to be Marcell Ozuna. And, you know, he's a guy that knows a little bit about trying to get through some struggles and finding himself on the other side as a very productive hitter for this club. So, you know, sometimes it's just a, from a source you may not expect from the outside, but inside that clubhouse to a man. And I talked about this with Dukes and Bell last night. I feel like the Braves have done overall, and this is going back at least 5 years, a great job of building a culture of winning inside that clubhouse. They just have a camaraderie and a connection that it's kind of what the Mets are looking for. And I don't know that they've found it yet. And I think it starts with the leadership and the tone that's set by Brian Snitker and that entire coaching staff. And then it goes from the player, man to man, accountability wise. This is a team that enjoys playing together. It's a team that expects to win. It's a team that has individually high standards for themselves. And I think all of that kind of comes together and you see them doing what they're doing, and that talent doesn't hurt. That's at the center of all of it. But this is a club that has just really put it all together. And Michael Harris getting going. Look at this lineup. When you start with an MVP candidate at the top, you've got Olsen, you've got Austin Riley. You get into the middle, the catching duo of Sean Murphy and Travis d'Arnaud seems almost interchangeable at times. It's incredible. Eddie Rosario heats up. Marcell Ozuna heats up. Michael Harris gets it going. Then you got Orlando Arcia. And, oh, by the way, Ozzie Albies is in there, and all he's doing is hitting walk-off home runs. This could be the best lineup in the National League.
Hey, Grant, just going back to what you said about how this organization has just done a great job as a whole and just bringing the team together and making this such a welcoming place and atmosphere, which is why we saw those legends and Hall of Famers come back and, you know, and call that game in the booth. Something that Chipper Jones said last night about Ronald Acuna was that he's going to be, or he is the most talented player to put on a Braves jersey. And I wanted to ask you about that. And Bowett kind of was making the point that there's a difference between, you know, talent and then accomplishment, given the historical players that we've had go through the Braves organization. Or is it a matter of that? Or is it a matter of, yeah, Acuna's really set himself up to be just that?
He has. And I think it gets into a larger conversation of, and I talked about this on From the Diamond this past weekend, and Ronald Acuna Jr.'s place among baseball's elite and the best player in baseball all around. And I've said this many times, but we obviously know and concede that the Shohei Ohtani show is a ridiculous thing that we may never see again in our lifetime. So I'll stipulate, if he's doing what he's doing, he's always going to be in that conversation. But when you talk about best overall offensive player, I don't know that Ronald Acuna Jr. has too many rivals right now or too many peers in that category. And that, I think, is what leads you to having Chipper Jones say, look, talent-wise, I mean, this is hard to beat. Some of the other guys, they have their own talent. They have their hard work ethic. They have all those things. Ronald, I mean, this is a guy that works incredibly hard as well. I mean, he worked tirelessly just to get back last year. And I know he didn't have the season that he wanted to have, but now you're seeing further removed from that injury the results of just the God-given talent that he has and also the hard work that he puts in. And when you put those two things together, that makes a very, very special player. And Ronald Acuna Jr. at 25 is just entering the prime of his career. And the kinds of things, I mean, I keep that 40-40 tracker on Twitter because I think he's perfectly capable of doing it. But this is a guy that may become the first man in baseball history to have 30 homers and 60 steals or 30 homers and 70 steals. And baseball history goes back a century and a half. So when you start talking about doing things like that, this is not a knock on Chipper Jones or Hank Aaron or Dale Murphy or Eddie Matthews or pick any of the other great Braves of all time. Ronald Acuna Jr. just operates at a different level. And I think that's what Chipper Jones wanted to illustrate with that comment.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage,
to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Yeah, Grant, obviously coming off three games of just extreme emotions, it felt like, really emotional series with the Mets, but you're going to get a little more emotion tonight. A.J. Smith-Shawver making his first major league start. I just want to get your expectations for him tonight, and do you expect that it's going to be difficult for him to kind of keep the emotions in check? You know, obviously everything's been escalated very quickly for him, and now he finds himself in a big spot for the Braves.
Yeah, and I'm cautiously optimistic about it because, you know, having seen his big league debut, it just kind of confirmed that what he's doing down in the minor leagues, he has the stuff to compete at any level. And once you've seen that, and now he's gotten a chance to maybe get some of those butterflies out, and let's keep in mind, I mean, this kid's 20 years old. He's the youngest Braves pitcher to debut since Julio Teheran in 2011. Julio was also 20. I went back and looked all the way back to 1966. There have only been about a dozen Braves pitchers that have made it to the big leagues at the age or around the age that A.J. Smith-Shawver is, just before their 21st birthday. A couple of guys that you may recognize, like Teheran, Michael Soroka, for example, but A.J. Smith-Shawver, the arsenal is there, the dominance. I mean, he got put on that fast track. There's no two ways about that. He was a name that, you know, you think about maybe the September-type call-ups or maybe later in the season if he's really put together a great year. The Braves look at him the way that they looked at Spencer Strider in 2021 when he came up and just got a couple relief appearances to see if they might use him in the playoffs and then kind of step forward that next year. But, yeah, the timetable's accelerated. I think starting against the Washington Nationals is a nice place to give him that opportunity. And I think him to go out there and attack the strike zone the way that he did against a very good Arizona team. And if he does that, you know, he could be a pretty nice piece for the Braves as they try to get this rotation completely stable and await the impending returns, they hope, of Max Fried and Kyle Wright around the All-Star break or maybe a little bit later.
Grant, that is why you are the best. So insightful. We always appreciate having you on. Hey, tell us where we can find From the Diamond this week.
Yeah, I'll be on Sunday from 5 to 7 right here on 92.9 The Game. And there's a great documentary about Yogi Berra called It Ain't Over that's coming out this weekend in Atlanta. I have Lindsay Berra, the granddaughter and the narrator of that film, on From the Diamond this week. It's going to be really fun to talk to her. And I got an interview with one of those great Braves broadcasters from last night's game, Mr. Tom Glavine, will also be on the show. That's From the Diamond, 5 to 7 on Sunday right here on 92.9 The Game.
Boom, cooking up some great stuff. Grant.
Take care, guys.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the pitch, hit, and run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.